small things. Every of my birthday, I can tell you, I'm not talking small things. Thank you so much, sir, for your friendship. Are you ready tonight? Are you ready for the word of the Lord tonight? Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from, how many of you go to Koinonia? How many of you have been? Wave your hands. If you've not been to Koinonia, wave your hands. What is the problem? You don't know where it takes place. Huh? There's no space. You just get in there. Is that okay? The reason you don't have space is because you are going late. And by the way, I love sitting outside in Koinonia. It's easy for me. I just walk in there, Dan and I, bow my head. And sometimes I just go in, sit. Nobody knows me. I just sit outside, enjoy the breeze, prayer going on, I walk out. Sometimes I stumble on some people that, is that not Reverend Sam? I'm like, amen. Once in a while I go inside, but I love it outside. So if you've never been to Koinonia, I encourage you this year, find the time to go there on a Sunday. The man of God will be of a tremendous blessing to us, no doubt. So I'd like you to stand on your feet. And ladies and gentlemen, I want us to make welcome in a TTC style. Apostle Joshua Selman to be of a blessing to us.
Good evening, everybody. I hope you're ready for tonight. Reverend Sam, thank you again. Thank you and your dear wife. Reverend Sam, thank you again. Thank you and your dear wife.
Link to the simple. Link to the simple.
Can you ask him, if any man thirst, let him come. If any man thirst, let him come. Lift your voices and pray. Cry out your desperation. Cry out your passion. Sali barantos kabriga beleke paratos yata. Give me an encounter by your spirit that I begin to manifest the Zoe life in experience. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we are honored to be in your presence again. Thank you for the transforming church. Thank you for your servant, Reverend Sam. Thank you for the leadership and thank you for this privilege that you have given us to bring your word. We pray that you will bless your people. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that someone will find the grace for the next level in this conference. We pray that the word of God will bring you illumination, to bring you wisdom, and to Jesus be all the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you. Please be seated. Please be seated. So we'll take off from where we left off yesterday. And tonight is also an impartation service. So we'll hope that somewhere along the line we'll have the time to pray and just trust God to rest His hand upon our lives afresh in Jesus' name. For those of you who were here yesterday, we're considering the theme of the conference, The Way. And we considered for part one, the theology of life. And today we'll be looking at the ministry of life, part two. The ministry of life. The emphasis tonight will be helping us to manifest the Zoe life in experience. Yesterday was intended to bring us into a theological knowledge of that which the Bible calls Zoe. And a recap of a few things that would help us to connect to tonight's teaching. I did tell us that in understanding the Zoe life of God, you must recognize that to be born again is the only way to access life, the life of God. And we said to be born again means to be born of God. Still remember? To be born of the Spirit and to be born of the Word. And that there are essentially three implications to being born again. Number one, your oneness, that you have become one with Christ. I'm doing a quick recap. Number two, our positional advantage, that we have been raised up with Christ, the Bible says, and we have been made to sit with Christ in heavenly places. And chapter 2 of Ephesians begins to give us the various demonic cater that we've been elevated above. Thrones, dominions, principalities, powers. And then, the third implication of being born again is that we have access to His name. Hitherto you have asked nothing in My name, the Bible says. He said, ask and ye shall receive, that your joy might be full. Let me define for you the way again to help connect to what God is going to be teaching us tonight. I said that the way represents all the spiritual qualities, the components in God that upgrades a man to live and to function in the God class. Hallelujah. So when we talk about Zoe, we're not just talking about the life of God. We are broadening it to capture every quality, every component. Are we together? That is in God, that sustains the ability to upgrade any man to live and to function in the God class. So if you really want to understand Zoe, you will have to examine the various components in God that makes Him God. His wisdom, His power. The Zoe life cannot be made manifest in and through your life until all of those components are known and allowed to find expression in you. The Bible says, according as His divine power has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who has called us into glory and virtue, it says, whereby, listen, are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by them we might be partakers of His divine nature. Manifesting the divine nature is to the degree to which the great and exceeding promises find expression through your life. Are we learning now? So all the qualities that are in God, His wisdom, His power, His extraordinary intelligence, His ability to manipulate all things to be consistent with His will. When those abilities find expression in your life, then the way is finding expression in your life. So it's not just a Christian confession. You can have it as theory that I have the way, and yet the experience of it never finds expression in your life. And this is the intent of tonight's discussion, to examine through the lens of Scripture why, in spite of the fact that the Bible already positions us to live a victorious life, but many believers, potential recipients of that Zoe life, are not able to manifest the fullness of that God life. Why is that so? This is my assignment tonight. Hallelujah. So Zoe, I wrote here, now affords the believer in Christ the capacity and the possibility to live like God and function like God. Please lend me your attention now. I'm saying that anyone who believing in Jesus Christ and believing in His substitutionary sacrifice, like the Bible says, among the many things that you receive, I did teach you yesterday, the forgiveness of sin, the gift of righteousness, and then the life of God. That the moment you become a recipient of the life of God, that life now affords you, the believer in Christ, the capacity, say capacity, and the possibility, say possibility. Two things, very important. It affords you the capacity and the possibility to live like God and to function like God. Are we together? It is impossible for any man who is not a possessor of God's life to live like God and to function like God. Remember in Genesis 1:26, the making of man. It says, and God said, let us make man in our likeness, to be like us. Are we together? In our image and our likeness. The word image is the word charagma, of my spiritual quality. And then my likeness talks of my functionality, the way I function. Are we together now? So this is very important.
Zoe affords the believer in Christ, no matter how ordinary you are, listen, no matter the limitations of your background, no matter what hitherto was a limitation, that the moment you come into Christ, within that is the capacity and the possibility to now live like Christ and function like Christ. Write those two expressions down, please. To live like Christ and to function like Christ is the holistic capture of the Zoe life. You are not manifesting Zoe, even if you have become a bona fide recipient of it, if you cannot live like Christ, function like Christ. It's important that those two dimensions be captured. There are people who have learned how to live like Christ, but they have not learned how to function together. So I am saying that what the world calls their need, the reason why we go to war, the reason why leaders are looking for reliable secretaries, the reason why a man is looking for a good wife, the reason why a woman is looking for a good husband, the reason for all of these things is man's attempt to fabricate his way to live like Christ and to function like Christ. When you say, I like this man, promote him, what are you saying? I have seen within that man, subliminally, even if you are not a Christian, I have seen a richer demonstration of the life of Christ, and so I should draw this man closer to my space. Are we together? When you drive someone out of your life, it's because you have observed that there is no rich capture of this manifestation of the life of Christ. Listen, what makes the believer invincible is that you manifest these extraordinary abilities that are foreign to any human being who does not have the life of God. It is impossible. When you see the requirements to manifest the God life, it immediately tells you no effort, no effort. Are we together? For instance, when the Bible says, husbands, love your wives, then it said, as Christ loves the church. Now we have a problem. Love your wife is all right. You can choose your definition of it. But the moment it gives it benchmarks a standard, as Christ loves the church, no man on earth has the ability to love anybody, even himself, that way. That immediately implicates you that by the strength of the flesh, that vision cannot come to pass. It will force you to rely on an agency and a wisdom higher than you. Are we together? Then the Bible says, I'm just giving you an example. It says, wives, submit to your husband in all things. That is a risk that no intelligent man will advise you to do, because people change. You see that now? It is impossible to indefinitely. So you see that the reason why most believers, the Bible looks like a complicated manual full of unfair requirements, is because they do not know that there is an energizing by the Spirit, of the Spirit, that should empower men to manifest that. And the earlier you understand this, that's where your deliverance starts. That's why I told you, understanding this topic is the foundation for your excelling in the kingdom. If you lose sight of this understanding, then you will not excel in any other area. Are we learning now? So the Zoe life grants us the capacity and the possibility to live and manifest, to live like God and to function like God. Let me take them one by one. What does it mean to live like God? It means to manifest the character of God. To live like God means to manifest the character of God, even though you are trapped in human form. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, that is a very difficult, if not impossible, adventure outside of the help of God. Because there are many defects with the fallen man. Are we together now? In fact, I submit to you, even Adam at that stage would not be able to live this, because he was a living soul. The second and the last Adam was a life-giving spirit. There is a big difference. That means Adam could only enjoy the life given to him. He could not transmit it to anybody. That's what means it means to be a living soul. But a life-giving spirit, like you'll be learning, means you can extend what you carry. This is what Jesus meant when he said, out of your belly shall flow. That means you will not be the only beneficiary. It can flow to others. confirming what he told Abraham, in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Not only will you be blessed, not only will your name be great, but I will through you extend that blessing to others. Who is learning already? So to live like Christ means to, regardless your human nature, regardless the limitations, the impossibility of rising beyond these limitations, to manifest such godlike quality, we call it the character of God. If that is not possible, then you have not brought validation to the fact that you are a possessor of the life of God. If you want to understand the character of God, you must understand demon possession. Look at me. Please look at me for a moment. So here is a gentleman behaving himself well, or a young lady behaving herself well, and for some reason, she exposes herself or he exposes himself to an influence. Am I right on that? That influence comes in and tries to live its life through the person. So a lady who can sit quietly, when that influence comes on her, extraordinary abilities are manifested, extraordinary aggression. She can fight you and tear you down, and then later she calms down. You know the difference between her alone and her under the influence of a spirit. That's how the believer should be. What you call demon possession is a mimicking of how the yielded believer should be. Are we together now? Because you should get to a point where it says, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. It's in your Bible. But Christ that lives in me, and that this life that I in the body, I live by another agency. It's called the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So there are some things you should not. It is normal as a man to be angry. It is normal as a man to be envious. It's normal as a man to be wicked. It's normal as a man to be selfish. But this is where the excellency of the Zoe life comes. That when it overwhelms you, where you should manifest these kinds of things, you find out that an immunity is like an antivirus was put in you. And it no longer has a hold on you. Are we together? So even when they look at you and blackmail you in the office, and you have the power to fight, an ability has constrained you. Who is learning now? Let me tell you this. If the foundation of your Christian journey is the search for power, you will be a very, very lopsided Christian. The protocol of growth, growth that represents God well, is to seek to become like Christ. When he called them to be with him, and then he can now send them. Power only came at the point they were going. The first dimension of power given to man is power to become, not power against. Power against is that which helps you to establish dominion. But power to become is what translates an ordinary person. So in Christ, there is no such thing as I am like that. This is how we are in our family. It's not true. It's a betrayal on the life you have received. Are we learning now? It says we have been called out of every tribe. Now, please sit down. Let me tell you something. And it's going to be an honest admission tonight. How many of you know, by reason of the fallen man, the activity of familiar spirits, the patterns of wickedness that have been enshrined in the DNA of man, there are certain possibilities that follow us according to regions. That means, for instance, where I come from, territorially speaking, and with every due respect, there are certain patterns that are common to the men, common to the women. There are regions that have patterns of aggression. There are regions that have patterns of carelessness and irresponsibility, where the wife is the husband and the husband, even if the man is a pastor. Are we together? Now listen, I'm telling you, default. There are regions that are known for pride, known for jealousy. There are regions that can kill even if it's their brother for the sake of interest. These are the limitations. If there was no defect, Jesus would not come. It is based on the awareness that these things exist. Now, when you come into Christ, listen to me, the capacity to rise beyond these limitations Are we together now? The capacity is within you. But whether or not you will allow it to find expression is a different thing altogether. That's why the Bible says, let God be true. Regardless what your limitations are, even if you've been born again for 10 years and you do not change, eternal life is still eternal life. Let God be true. It is your condition that is a lie. Are we together now? Now watch this. When we get saved, because it is a spirit-to-spirit affair, it has not yet sunk into the solical realm. And I hope you know the body is simply an instrument of execution. Are we together now? The body hosts your spirit, midwives by the solical faculties of will, emotion, and intellect. They help you to be able to interact with this duality of realms. And the danger there is that whatever happens within the soul is what the body executes. So if a man slaps his wife, the hand is innocent. The hand was only obedient to a programming. If you tie the hand, the man is still not free. You only stopped him from executing it, but you did not take away the software. This is the fallacy of using the strength of the flesh. You'll be learning a lot tonight. We're talking about the way. Are we together now? So to live like Christ, what does that mean? To manifest God-like character. Can an ordinary man, can a human born of sin, he said, in sin did my mother conceive me. Is it possible? This is the question we have to answer tonight. Can ordinary men, is God aware of what is going on in Nigeria? Is God aware of what is going on in Abuja? Is God aware of your background and the terrible things that were done to you? Joseph, God is aware. It is still possible. Are we together now? That you manifest that God-like life. You hear statements like, I will never forgive you till Jesus comes. It's a statement like, when I'm angry, I drop this anointing, and all of those things you see, they are statements of betrayal. You are empowering the law of sin and death, because there are two laws. The word law there means operation. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation, Romans 8:1. To them which are in Christ Jesus, which walk not after the operation. It walk not after the flesh. For the law, the operation, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath set me free. I told you I will teach you the law of liberty tonight. If you pay attention to what I'm learning, you will walk out of certain chains, even without prayer. You will find out that what held you is not the spirit. What held you is your understanding or lack of it. Now you will understand what the Bible means by ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Are we together? Shamalakosia prandagabada. To live like Christ. What does it mean to manifest the character of Christ? Two things again. Number one, it means to rise above sin and the flesh. Then it means to manifest the fruit of the Spirit. So that I don't leave you in ambiguity. You are only manifesting the character of Christ to the degree to which you rise above. I never use the word tame. I never use the word lie about. I never use the word patch it up. To rise above sin and the flesh, and then to manifest the fruit of the Spirit. If these two things are not captured in your life, you are not manifesting the life of God, no matter how you convince yourself. I wish I had time tonight. I would have shown you something about this sin problem. Now, with all due respect, I have watched the body of Christ carefully. God gave me an apostolic ministry. And sometimes, in pain, I watched the fallacy of human efforts. Are we together now? The fallacy of the weakness of human effort in attempting to produce God's result, the result of liberty outside of his prescription. I want to show you something that will bless you. I've made a very expensive statement that is almost impossible for many people: to live above sin and the flesh. There are seven things that Jesus delivered men from. I may not give you all, but number one is sin. Number two is the flesh. Number three is the world. Number four is death. Number five is the grave. Are we together now? There are seven of them generally. But my focus now is on sin and the flesh, because these are the core areas that concern believers. Are we together now? That the sin problem is solved instantaneously when you give your life to Jesus, but the flesh problem is not solved instantaneously. Paul said, I die daily. There is a whole set of dynamics, and I want to show you where the pretense of the church, why it keeps punishing us again and again, because we have not understood the law of liberty. Hallelujah. The capacity to rise above sin and the flesh, and then to manifest the fruit of the Spirit in experience, is what it means to have the character of God. Now, you know, like I know, that no man, no matter how disciplined, no matter how tamed, is able to, on his own, by his effort, rise above sin. You will only choose the one you can fight, while leaving the other ones to overwhelm you. Are we together now? So, what most people call righteousness in the body of Christ is a selection of the sin that they easily can overcome, while forgetting the other ones that are we together now? Blessed be the name of the Lord. And our frustration in using our energy to overcome the sin problem is what has led to the many redefinitions of sin. Because once you try and try and the thing does not work, you say, no, this thing cannot be like that. Let's redefine it in a way that can accommodate our limitations. For instance, introducing our humanity to the question. You see, once you introduce your humanity, you attract sympathy. And people say, it's true. We're all like that. Where then is the victory of the spirit life? Now, listen. If you pay attention to this, I tell you the truth. This is a proper deliverance service. Hallelujah. The capacity. So, I give you an instance. A gentleman looks at a pretty lady passing, and all kinds of thoughts are flying around his head from pillar to post. And the guy says, no, God forbid. Whether you say God forbid or not, your mind, your brain does not care. It has captured what it will capture, and it will torture you while you are pretending you are free. Just because you did not have a chance to execute it does not mean you are free. This is what... Are we together? So someone here is that... Okay, let me use another example. Let's leave women. Let's go to bribery and corruption. They are counting this money in front of you. Just because you eventually did not take it does not mean you are free. Freedom is not endurance. No. What most people are practicing is endurance. And the torture that comes by living that life of falsehood is what eventually spills out into problems, even if it's after 15 years. Sit down. Let me show you the law of liberty. Thank you, Reverend Sam, for this opportunity. Many of you know I'm not lying. As you are looking at me now, you are saying, finally, someone can help me bring definition to this my struggle. We use all kinds of lying cliches, spirituality, falsehood. Do you know the average believer is perpetually under emotional torture? Because what we have subliminally trained ourselves into doing is enduring for the sake of our reputation, not contending liberty. So the married man is married, but he cannot explain why he suddenly saw somebody and he's like, ah, God, we need to talk. What in the world is going on here? And the mind does not care. Psychology does not care. Let the fire fall. Let the river flow. Let it burn inside. Let it flow outside. Let the fire fall. Let the river flow. Let it burn inside. Listen, if we do not find the law of liberty, we will continue to embarrass ourselves. It's only a matter of time. Are we together? The law of the spirit of life. We live in a world today where, do you know, and please don't feel embarrassed. Go and study statistically the rate of pornography and masturbation has gotten to all-time high, including pastors and including, do you know why? Because most of us have endured. And when you endure, at least pornography does not lead to pregnancy. Are we together now? So, rather than the one that can disgrace you openly, you rather pretend it, then go back quietly. And thanks to your laptop, thanks to dark sites, you are minding your business, taking a concordance, and a picture just flashes. You know how those guys market all those things. And because you are not free, Satan cometh to me. He has to look for something of himself which is in you. That becomes the connection point. Are we together now? This thing is not about being good or bad. This is about being free or not. It's not about endurance. No level of maturity can set you free. You are not immune to the law of sin and death by age. Not even by education. There is a requisite orientation you must have. The day Jesus will come back, say we'll all line up. The day Jesus will come, oh. For the law of the spirit of life. See, when most of the elderly people, 60, 70, were growing up, the world was not this corrupt and this enticing. No Facebook, no nudity sold, are we together? No skills of fraud. The possibility for Yahoo was not there. And the privileges that come with that fraud was not even there for you to know. So there was a level of ignorance that helped our parents to walk in righteousness, even if it was by the flesh. It was not that they were strong, they were not aware. Are we together now? Now, welcome to a generation where when we were growing up, when they switch off the TV, it's over. You have to carry your pain and miss the remaining part of the movie and go to bed. But right now, you switch off the television and someone switches off his phone. So you can have a teenager asking you questions that you cannot sleep. Your child of 7 years is asking a parent question and you cannot sleep. And you decide to use the tool of flogging the child or seizing the phone. The software is in already. I pray the body of Christ will listen to this man. There's something I have to tell you tonight. If you don't learn the law of liberty, it is only a matter of time. Your life will be full of a plethora of disappointments. Unfortunately, some persons may be very fortunate never to execute any of this one to a point that embarrasses them, but you are still not free. Are we together now? Billion-dollar industries have been built on account of this recognition that people without Christ cannot survive it. In this world today, no matter how you mind your business, trouble will come to you. Hello? Are we together? Why do you think many young boys are joining occult and joining all kinds of things? Because someone will come and tell them that in 2 months, I joined an occult group. Look at my car. Look at my house. Then the person will even say, I gave to the church and I helped my mother. And my mother blessed me. And someone now thinks, okay, to collect 100,000 every year, how much is one block? When am I going to build? What is there in slaughtering a chicken? At least it's not a human being. So you go near Sodom. Let me tell you the truth, and this is not a minister's conference, but I think most pastors are not aware of the kind of bondage that their people are in. In fact, let's even start with ourselves, the pastors. So our pulpits are full of all kinds of pretenses here and there, and it's not about being bad or good. So you find people being tortured tortured. Marriages are scattering into two because the man does not have the courage to tell his wife, honestly, something is wrong with me. From the day I saw that secretary, my mind is not... And the man does not know what to do. May God help him that he meets a good friend. Because if he meets a bad one, he said, you are still here enduring. We left that endurance thing years ago. You better join us in peace. Pray in the spirit for 1 minute. Salimanambara suke prandege beleka paratu sieta. Legrete ferete ke paratu siela badanda. Hallelujah. Listen. If we do not learn the law of liberty, bar in the future, I'm sure that the prisons will be full of men that were just arrested on the road because they just raped a lady. They could not control themselves. And they asked the guy, what happened to you? He said, look, it's not my fault. I am being manipulated by an influence greater than my ability. I don't even know. This is not the issue of demon possession. It's about understanding the law of liberty. And I submit to you, more marriages will break because of unfaithfulness among couples, and it has nothing to do with being good or being bad. It's a reality that overwhelms them, and if you are not taught how to allow the life of Christ. Now, other people try to use endurance processes to tame the flesh. To tame the flesh is like holding a wild animal. One day your hand will be tired. The animal will be patient. God has not called us to try to manage and suppress. And so you are thinking the immoral thought, you are just trying to contain it and you are holding it. That how do you live effectively that way? Now, let me tell you, if you don't understand this law, you will think everybody is lying. Don't generalize your experience. Are we together now? Let me show you what the Bible calls the law of liberty. We are talking about living like Christ. I hope I've not lost you. You don't like what I'm saying? Like it, or because whether you like it or not, the reality, let me tell you the truth. The reality of this life you are living in right now. Before you surprise yourself, number one, very quickly, I'm working with time. Listen, someone say amen. Amen. Now, let me show you how God designed for people to rise above sin and the flesh and then to manifest the fruit of the Spirit. Even if this is where I stop, I believe that God has come through for someone. Because I believe seated among us here is a mighty man of God, a mighty woman of God. Are we together? A believer who needs to demonstrate the reality of the life of God to your world. Now, what makes your demonstrating is spectacular is that it is being demonstrated through a vessel that is earthen. Are we together now? By the time people, you see, freedom has an energy. You can know when somebody is free versus when someone is just hanging on, not knowing how far. Are we together now? The first law, and please, I want you to listen. To live like Christ, the first law, according to Scripture, is that you must believe that the power to overcome the dominion of sin and flesh is within you in Christ. You must believe it. You don't have to see it manifest first. You must believe it, that the power to overcome the dominion of sin and the flesh is within you. That when you receive that life, are we together now? Now, whether you have allowed it find expression or not is a different thing altogether. With your mind roaming around, with your tendencies roaming around, don't worry. You must believe that the power to overcome that dominion, that influence of sin and the flesh is already in you. You have to believe it. That is the first thing. There is no liberty for the one who does not believe. By the time you are contending to believe it, your mind is negating what you believe. Are we together now? Your mind can tell you, don't waste your time and don't tell me lies here. Don't worry. Your job is to believe that somewhere within my spirit is the capacity of an overcomer. Someone shout overcomer. Let the devil hear you. Shout overcomer. Yeah. Overcomer. Whether you have allowed that life and that capacity to be made manifest or not, it is within you. I'm telling you, this is where the gospel becomes powerful. That you can look at a prostitute that has spent all her adult life, the addiction that comes, the neural pathways that have been created based on that action, is not something that you can just use counseling to damage. It's a pathway that has been created. That woman cannot stay with one man again. Her mind has already captured within it possibilities. But the day that woman can believe that within my frail body, full of a bad experience, is the overcomer. There is a software I received when I gave my life to Jesus. Now, most people don't know what happens to you when you are born again. The capacity to overcome is there. Number one. Number two, the second thing you must work on is a very interesting word that the Bible gives us in Romans chapter 6. We don't have all the time to stretch it from one to the end, but let's go to verse 11. Romans chapter 6, verse 11. And I want you to read it as loud as you can. Everyone, go ahead. One, two, go. Read it one more time. Now, the word reckon is a very interesting word. It's the Greek word logizomai. It means to consider as so, to factor that possibility, and to insist that it remains so. When the Bible says reckon, it means consider it so. Are we together now? Reckon yourself as dead to sin and alive unto God. It means to take into account. It means the word reckon, logizomai, it means to take into consideration that reality. To reckon yourself. How do you reckon yourself? To carry that consciousness. Now, whilst all of that drama is happening, your body and your mind is certainly not cooperating with you. Certainly not. Are we together now? But to reckon. To reckon. Every woman reckons that she's a woman. If I look at a young lady right now and say, do you know you are a man? Will the lady go and cry? No. She'll just say, well, I respect this man of God, but it looks like something is wrong with him. Because she has reckoned. Do you know what it means to reckon? To observe all of the things that convince you that you are a woman indeed. And keep it to your memory. Are we together now? So you don't lose sight of that reality. Reckon. It says, reckon yourself dead to sin and alive. How do you reckon yourself? Verse, the next point, buttress is on the second. Hold fast your profession of faith. I taught you yesterday, Hebrews 10:23. Let me tell you how to reckon. In the name of Jesus, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I am free. The overcomer lives in me. The Bible says, seeing then that you are risen with Christ, it says, set your mind on the things above where Christ is seated. Are we together? Seeing that, knowing that you have been exalted, set your mind. You set your mind first by setting your confession. Your confession influences your thinking. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are pure. We'll come to that part. But who is understanding me so far? Faith comes by hearing. Your memory bank is also built by hearing. Psychology teaches us that repetition, not truthfulness, is what creates persuasion. If you repeat a lie long enough, you will believe it, knowing that it is a lie. If you lie again and again and you remember that you lied and continue lying, it will become to you a truth or your truth. Are we learning now? So you decree and declare, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have a glorious life. I am joined with Christ. I am one spirit. from the crown of my head, my impulses are governed by the word of God. Listen, let me tell you, if you make this a culture, something begins to happen to you. Because as you are speaking, you are agreeing. That is the word amen. Amen is not just something you pronounce. It's a spiritual activity. You are agreeing with the Spirit. And when you begin to agree with the Spirit, you are activating the grace component within your frail human body that causes you to walk in that reality. And you can get to a point where a miracle happens to you without knowing. For instance, that someone can drop money, a billion naira, and you are supposed to carry that bribe. It's not a struggle again. And it's not because you are afraid of scandal. Running away because you are afraid of scandal is not freedom. It's image management. That's not freedom. You are just managing your reputation, but you are not free. It's the reason why some of the most reckless people are those who have lost all their family members. Nobody to be ashamed of in the presence again. So they can live lawlessly, carelessly. They become thieves and armed robbers. I'm not talking about image management. I'm talking about true freedom and liberty. That you can watch that 1 billion. It's not because of the fear of hellfire. Are we together? It's not just because you don't want to lose your ministry or your reputation, but you have come to a point where you have risen above that limitation. It cannot have power over you again. You can watch the 1 billion and say, it's not that I don't need money. Right now, I even need to do something. There's a project, but carry it away because it's not consistent with the works of righteousness. You have reckoned your body dead. Are we together now? You can get to a point where you can look at a pretty lady and be happy and appreciate her as God's creation and not turn your eyes because of fear and still go home and sleep in peace. At that point, you are free. You can look at a man with all the drip and all the money, my dear sisters, and you can look at him packing all the can, doing all of that, and you can smile and appreciate God genuinely and still go home and sleep. And still go to your one room and celebrate your husband with joy. It's a miracle. Freedom has happened to you. Freedom has happened to you. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. He's not called us into the bondage of pretense. Are we together now? The bondage of pretense. Let's hurry up. So number one, understand that the power to overcome the dominion of sin and the flesh is within you. Number two, logizomai, reckon, think, consider, factor as part of your life. Take into account that you are dead to sin in Christ and alive unto God through Jesus Christ. And then number three, regardless what happens, hold fast your profession of faith. Number four, I'm teaching you how to live like Christ. Yield your members as instruments of righteousness. Romans chapter 6, 12 and verse 13. Romans chapter 6, 12 and verse 13. I sense in my spirit that as I'm speaking, there are age-long addictions that people have carried. Not because they are bad. Whilst you are seated there, something is like a transmutation. Are we together now? It's like a fridge that could not function and is suddenly plugged in. That you can sit down in front of your laptop with the internet and say, it is within my power to not browse any dark side. You are no longer struggling. Listen, when you learn to reckon, you will see how powerless spirits are. Romans 6, 12 and 13. Let's hurry up. It says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey its lust thereof. Verse 13. It says, neither yield your members. Now, this is the part, I'm so sorry, but this is the part that extremist grace teachings omit. So they stop at reckoning. In Jesus' name, I'm a good man. But when your body becomes a participatory instrument, you will eventually disappoint your confession. So the idea is not to confess while allowing your members to keep participating. There is grace that has been given to you. It's called the doing grace, not just believing grace. Are we together now? So it says, neither yield your members The word yield there is an act of your will. That you can choose by the God-given power to choose. Not even Jesus Christ vetoed your power to choose. At the expense of your eternal destiny, he died for you but allows you to choose him or otherwise. Every other spirit should be able to choose too. To listen to you and respect your choices. Listen, how many of you know that right now you have the power to end your life in the next 10 minutes? It's within your power. You literally can walk out of this place and allow a truck that is running, and as an act of your will, without the participation of any demon spirit, you can stand on the road and end your life. It's not always caused by demons. The human being has a will too. Genesis 11, the Holy Spirit was not mentioned. Demon spirit was not mentioned, but the will of men, and they still built a city. Are we learning now? This is very powerful. To yield your members. To yield your members. Do you know what that means? That means you use your God-given ability to choose and begin to make choices and decisions that reflect Christ-like living. Choices and decisions. For instance, you already know that going to spend 1 week, weekend, somewhere in that guy's house may most likely cause you problems. It is within your power, having obtained grace from God, are we together, to make up your mind that I, as an act of my will, is a choice. The grace is supplied when the choice is made. Did you hear what I said? The grace is not supplied for the choice to be made. The grace is supplied when the choice is made. So you may not have the power to honor your choice. The power to honor your choice comes from God. But the decision to choose comes from you. Let me tell you this. You can stay tonight. The prodigal son came to himself. It was not the Holy Spirit that told him, consider this. As an act of his will, he didn't have the power to restore himself. The power to restore came after the choice was made. He said, how many hired servants? I've lost everything, but I will arise and I will go to my father. And when I get to my father, I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against you and against heaven, and I am not worthy to be called your son. He made the choice and the empowerment came. As soon as he took that step, the father met him. And the father did not even discuss the issue again because he had chosen to be restored. No matter what kind of message you preach, it does not save people. When you make an altar call, the job of the Holy Ghost is to convict you of sin, righteousness, and judgment. When you hear, you can participate with that conviction and say, I have seen the need of Jesus in my life. And you stand up as an act of your will with no demon crippling your leg from where you sit to come here, because they understand the power of the choice. And you come and stand here. When you stand, the saving grace is now administered to you because you have chosen. Someone say, I choose. Say it again, I choose. It is so powerful, you can choose everything pro God in your life. I choose a responsible life. I choose greatness. Are we together now? I choose a life of excellence. It's an act of my will. I choose to be prayerful. You don't wait until the grace for prayer comes. Then you say, now I'm... No, no, no. You make the choice, knowing that you are not alone in that business of your growth. There is a role that you have to play. Someone again shout, I choose. Only God knows what you are choosing, but say, I choose. For someone, you are saying, I choose spiritual vibrancy from today. I choose to allow this the way life find expression. For someone, you are saying, I choose to end irresponsibility in my life, giving flimsy excuses notwithstanding. You are not the only one in Abuja. You are not the only one born from a disadvantaged family. Shout it again. Say, I choose. Yes, sir. I choose. Neither will you yield your members. A Yahoo boy can choose today as an act of his will. I don't know how to save myself. Blind Bartimaeus made a choice. Today my eyes will open. Thou son of David. That was not a cry. It was verbalizing a choice. A choice for his eyes to be opened. And the moment Jesus had him, he said, no, I have to come back. I have to come back. This man has chosen life. This is it. Are we learning now? Please sit down. neither yield your members. You can yield your members by using your will to make choices and decisions that reflect Christ-like living. Let me give you the last key. Engage in spiritual activities that strengthen and build your spiritual capacity and your love for God. Engage in spiritual activities that strengthen and build your spiritual capacity and your love for God. Activities like prayer enhance us. Activities like the study of the word, activities like worship, activities like kingdom service in the house of God. All of these activities are enhancers. Are we together? They support your rising above sin and the flesh. Again, prayer. He spake a parable to the end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Something happens to you when you pray. The quickening of the spirit happens to you. Is the Greek word anazao. You are quickened. It's a word revival. You are revived again. Hallelujah. Engaging in spiritual activities. A man who is idle, not serving, prayer life zero, word study life zero, worship zero, you are not serving in the house of God, you will most likely be a victim of sin and the flesh. Because that idleness, you are selling yourself to spirit. The Bible says when a spirit leaves a man, he returns back and finds that place swept, clean, but empty. No motion, no nothing. And it gathers other demons and comes. Do you know there are times you are so occupied? For instance, the possibility of you drinking this night is almost zero. Because you are here in church. By the time you are done, you are tired. Workers are, you lock the church. You are headed home straight. Praying in tongues and meditating on what you receive. You do this for 10 years. It has helped to culture you into a life of righteousness. When you invite people to serve in church, is beyond just building a track record for their destinies. You are helping to create a safety net. Are we together? It's in church that a brother can be downcast, maybe struggling with whatever, but he comes for the prayer department or the worship team, and while they are worshiping, maybe during their retreat. This was not something, he did not have the strength to organize that retreat by himself, but because he's compelled to participate as per the ritual of the department, he finds his deliverance there. After 5-6 hours of crying before God, he leaves that place a brand new man. There are spiritual activities that are enhancers to living a righteous life. Enhancers. Enhancers. A life of prayer. A life of the study of the word. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Colossians 3:16. In all wisdom. When it dwells in you, you will find yourself speaking to yourself in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, and making melody in your heart to the Lord. My time is up. Let me just give you one key on how to function like God. Then we'll pray. Hallelujah. But has God delivered someone tonight? That while you are listening, addictions are just breaking. You are saying, so this thing can break. The devil has lied to me that I will have to continue this thing all the rest of and you see, while all that is happening, it spies upon your liberty. Because every time you come to church and they say, lift your hands, the accuser comes. He says, you too? Lifting which hands? Let me see which one you are lifting. Left or right? Freedom, not endurance. Freedom, not endurance. Liberty, not endurance. So to be alive unto God, to live like Christ. Now the fruit of the Spirit is the next one. And you see, the fruit of the Spirit comes by the energizing of the Holy Spirit. Love. In all its variety. Joy. Peace. Please look at me. How many of you know that asking you to rejoice and smile when they just sacked you is almost like being wicked to you? Just when they increase your child's school fees times two, your landlord came with his own times half, you know, 50% increase. And told you was, and then fuel price and everything, then your engine knocked. and then you just went home hoping that you will receive that salary to remedy for this. And they said, look, this company is downsizing people and we considered it, we did our best. It's just that we have to. You fell, it was 30 people, you are number 31. Please return home. And you say, rejoice always. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, what is the basis for that rejoicing? That's why it's called the joy of the Holy Ghost. Not the joy of occurrences. That a man can find himself rejoicing. And they say, what happened? And he said, look, do you know? I just found out that my mom, we were trusting God for her to be healed from cancer. We prayed, we fasted, dry fast, confessed scripture, but she finally gave up. And while the devil wants to lie to you and say, where is that Zoe life? You hold fast your profession. Are we together now? That in all of these things, Job sinned not with his mouth. You can say, Lord, I may not be able to understand what is happening, but my conclusion is that you are greater. You are still faithful. You have defeated Satan once and for all. You see, if you don't learn this, you will be faced with situations that will make your church confession make you look like a fool. And unbelievers around you will say, keep doing this mumu church thing till you fail. And then you lose sight of your confession. As a man of God, I have seen many miracles in my life. I've had the honor of allowing the power of God flow through me to bless lives and nations. But I've also seen situations that did not change. I saw people that I stood with, I prayed with sincerely, and eventually they passed on. But my assignment is not to judge God unfaithful. No. The Zoe life insists that God is true. So the next time somebody is asking, where is that your church prayer? Tell them, I didn't have an answer, but after this conference, whenever you cannot explain, the answer is that God is greater. God is greater. Are we together now? So as a man of God, I can attend a miracle service right now and attend a burial the next day and not be ashamed. Are we together now? That you can have a sermon for both. For the miracle service, you watch the hand of God lift people out of wheelchairs, and from there you move immediately to a place where people are crying with a coffin there, and you still have something to tell them. Jesus had something to say to everybody. It was not every dead person he raised, but part of the assignment of the Holy Spirit is to comfort those who mourn. Comfort is by the Spirit. Remind me of one of the names of the Holy Spirit. What's he called? Comforter. Comforter. Not just a life-giving, quickening spirit. He's also a comforter. Hallelujah. You must learn this, ladies and gentlemen. This is spiritual education. You must learn to function like Christ. Believe that the fruit of the Spirit can work in you. Make up your mind in the name of Jesus Christ. I have the life of God. I will never raise my hand over my wife. No, sir. No, sir. Whilst you are saying it, somebody, some frustrated person on social media is using his experience to create a cause. People convert their pain and their defeat into programs. And they sell it and mentor people into their experience. Refuse to inherit anybody's trouble. Don't let anybody fail and fail with his life and force you. Design a program out of their frustration and peg you in a life of defeat. If you fail, no problem. We love you. We sympathize. There's a way out. But don't transfer your failure. No, sir. Victory is sure. Victory is sure. Are we together now? That in the name of Jesus, from the crown of my head, I am gentle. It doesn't matter what state I come from. My father was an aggressive man, you may say. My mother was an aggressive. I respect them, I love them. But this is a man who has been called out of every tribe and tongue and nation. Are we together now? The divine life works in me. No, when I speak, my words are seasoned with salt. They minister grace to the hearers. They minister grace to the hearers. I am a blessing, the seed of Abraham. I'm not a curse. I shouldn't come as part of your life and bring you down. If you find out that there's a spirit at work in you, that if you join this group, you cause trouble, you lie, join the heads of people and go until you destroy people in the church, then leave to another church. It's not just deliverance. You must believe that the capacity to manifest that God life is there. But this is not how I am. No, I'm born from above. I'm the seed of Abraham. And he said, indeed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Why are all my friends running away from me? It means I'm not allowing that divine life to find expression. Therefore, I choose. I choose hope. I choose. I may not have the power, but I choose. Let the grace follow my choice. I hold fast my profession of faith. And the next time you will find out that the devil will bring that annoying friend to test you again. And you who would have given it to him, the way you learned from Nigerian film. But now, you stand before the person and you are shocked. You cannot shout again. The person said, but you know you are very stupid. And the only thing that comes out from you is God bless you. And the person is wondering, okay, God bless you. When did that happen? And you tell him, the way. The way. The way, sir. The way. The life of God is working in me. Let me tell you this. Don't think I don't know what I'm saying. If you are in any position of leadership, from morning till evening, there's enough text messages, emails to annoy you to the point that you just want to commit suicide and die. So don't think this person talking is just talking because they are protocol. You have no idea. It's not everybody that says Hosanna, oh, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. There are those who say crucify him. And if you are Jesus and you cannot accommodate all, we need to examine what life you receive. How does a man called Stephen, this man is still stoned by enemies, hear the verdict of a man who had the spirit life? He said to forgive them. The only person who made the prayer that Jesus made. Forgive your enemies. Oh God, as I'm dying, let their generation to the fourth and fifth. Hallelujah. As for me, I've made up my mind. I carry the consciousness that I come from above. Hate cannot work in this life. No. Hate cannot work in this life. I walk by the law of love. Who believes that? Who believes that? Towards the people in your office, that on Monday you can go to your work happy. You buy packs of food for everybody in spite of the fact that you knew that they gossiped about you. They said all kinds of things. And you drop it there and the woman says, for what? You say, no. The joy of the Lord. I had a wonderful weekend. A conference. And then the woman, I'm sorry. Look, do you know I've been talking about it? Say, I know. I knew since last year. All my it's not news to me. I know, but I have decided to love. It's a choice. Who is learning?
He who has the Son has eternal life. I have the Son, so I have eternal life.
Hallelujah. God created man to function like him. There are many expressions of functioning like God, but let me just list five for you. Number one, you function like God when you communicate through your life extraordinary wisdom. Please write it. I'm sorry I may not be able to do explanations. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30. You want to function like Christ? The first area of function like Christ is in demonstrating extraordinary wisdom. Hear what the Bible says. But of him are ye in Christ, who of God is made unto us what? Wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Wisdom. You cannot operate at a level of wisdom, Sophia, mortal men. No. The wisdom that just comes from logic or experience. There is wisdom that comes from above. It is the heritage of everyone who is a possessor of the life of God. Without divine wisdom, you cannot build anything. Anything extraordinary. Not ministry, not anything. And how do you know you have wisdom? By the quality of decisions that you make and the results that follow. How do you know you have wisdom? By the excellence that follows. Because wisdom speaks of excellent things. Don't tell me you are functioning like Christ. Show me the manifestation of wisdom. So they come to Jesus and they tested him on many grounds, testing, putting him in trouble. But he answered. For instance, they brought the woman who was caught in adultery in the very act of it. Remember? And they now said, now what do you say? This is the kind of situation where both yes and no will bring trouble for you. And he wrote on the ground and said, he who does not have sin should cast the first stone. What a formula. He convicted them beginning from the oldest to the youngest. Because if he was youngest, the older one said, you are a small boy. But from the oldest, if the oldest is going, every other person you should follow too. Because I should tell you, the older you go, the more guilty you become. Are we together? Wisdom. Number two. The second expression, as far as the God life is concerned, is creativity and innovation. If the life of God is at work in you, it empowers you to be creative and to be innovative. Most believers do not know the value of creativity and innovation. That's why we do not build anything great, even though we pray in tongues. Where the assignment of tongues is to empower your spirit and engage the Holy Spirit in searching the mind of God to deliver it unto you, then you manifest levels of creativity. The first revelation of the Holy Spirit was not as a healer. It was as a creative spirit. And God said, let there be. Remedy something about darkness. Listen to me. Let me tell you this. If the life of the Spirit is at work in you, there must be creativity. Someone said there is always a way out. Say it after me. That there is always a way out. It doesn't matter what situation you find yourself. It may take time, but rest in the fact that there is a way out. Carry that mentality as a CEO. Carry that mentality as a pastor. There is a way out. They are coming to collect this church, collect the land. There is a way out. So it's not whether there is a... It's Lord, show me the way. Not is there a way. There is! There is a way. There is a way. We have 5 children and both of us do not have a job now. What do we do? You know the thing. There is a way out. Start from there. There is a way out. And thine ear shall hear a voice saying to you, this is the way. This is the way. And where there is no way, he will make a way. Are we learning? Creativity. Look, leaders who understand this are not stranded at all. You never exhaust their creativity. There is a way out. Father, grant me grace. There is a way out. Number three, very quickly. The third area to function like God is in the area of excellence. I spoke about that. Excellence means to surpass ordinary standards. Excellence means to be thorough. Excellence means to outpace your yesterday's performance. Number four, the fourth area of function like God is wealth. Wealth. It is impossible for the Zoe life to find expression in its fullest, given ample time, that you were not matired, though, and given ample time, and eventually, because wealth responds to value, and anybody who has the wisdom of God cannot indefinitely be without help. Wealth follows value. That's why you should never be poor. It's not whether you like money or not. It is that because wealth is a response to value. Are we together? And the quickening of the spirit has worked upon your mind. Eventually, somebody should be grateful enough that you are alive and communicate benevolence. Even if it is not by transacting value, by appreciating you for dispensing your value. I submit to you. That no man of God carrying genuine grace and the wisdom of the Spirit, serving the purposes of God with integrity, with all other factors being constant, should eventually leave begging. No, there should be a way out. Your knowledge of business strategy should only enhance your productivity and give definition to how you manage finances, not just bring it about. Because wealth responds to value. Most people do not know that every time you stay in church, your value is increasing. Are we together now? Because the wisdom that you are hearing is connected to the decisions you will make all week. Week after week after week. You should be wiser by February than you are now. Are you not wiser now than you were last year? Imagine what has happened in 10 days. So, you make people wealthy when you bring them to church. Not just that you give them business ideas. You are exposing them to the light of God's wisdom. You are exposing them to the grace of God. I'm going to be wrapping up by speaking over your life. You imagine the grace that you carry on top of what you know. And then you step out of there. And you find out doors opening. And then someone has the guts to say you were lucky. You see how lucky you were? 10 days old. Camping by the word. Obtaining grace. Following through with confessions. Lucky. This is how we disrespect what God does through people. Someone is roaming around his January already in clear confusion, no retreat. He entered the year in unbelief and has not considered the ways of God a way to follow and wants the same results. One thing I know about God is that He's not only merciful, He is just. He's just. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of His throne. Are we together? In the name of Jesus this year, let me speak over your life. You will not be poor. If you don't believe it, don't worry. Say amen to what you believe. But I declare over your life, you will not be poor. My God will so empower you enough to serve the purposes of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Listen, I don't mean to scare you, but we are responsible people. You see what is going across the nations? Now, it's not which country you go to, it's which God you know. Because there's fire burning everywhere. Physical fire, emotional fire, demonic fire is burning everywhere. There's no location that guarantees safety. It is only the name of the Lord and your spiritual understanding. Again, I pray for you that when men say there is a casting down, may you say there is a lifting up. Strangers will arise, anointed by God. They will come to you by a mandate from heaven to bless you. In the name of Jesus. For someone, I speak over your life. You will lay up gold as dust. Men will look at your life and marvel and say, what is your own economy like? It looks like you are not earthly. I pray for you again. In the name of Jesus Christ, the destruction that comes with financial issues, I separate it from you this year. Please be seated. Let's prepare to wrap up. I'm going to ask you to begin to pray in the Spirit. So, extraordinary wisdom, functioning like God. Creativity and innovation, functioning like God. A life of excellence. You see, listen, workers, let me encourage you. Excellence is not just a ritual and a habit of an enlightened organization. It is the modus operandi of anyone who really understands the implication of carrying the life of God. Are we together? Every part of your life, from your dressing to your conduct to your speech, you exude excellence. It's not until you are coerced. Training should enhance it, not create it. The life of God brought it as part of the package. Are we together? So you go back home and fix your house. Not dirty plates somewhere, your trousers hanging on top of the roof. And you are somewhere there. 2 pages of your Bible, Psalms and Proverbs, are in the parlor. The other one is in the other place. See, that life of carelessness must come. In the name of Jesus, I declare order, order, order to your life. Shout amen. Order. Your clothes are worn out, get new ones. Prepare for where God is taking you to. Don't embarrass yourself in the palace. Pharaoh will soon call you.
get a tailor, prepare like you are ready for Pharaoh's call. I'm prophesying to you, may Pharaoh call you, may he call you in the name of Jesus Christ. May I from the depth of my heart, in the name that is above all names, strange calls that make for your rising, strange calls that make for your lifting, strange calls that will take you out of certain seasons, never to return there again. Don't prepare like where you are coming from. I'm not talking of living a false life. No. Imagine now, if this man calls me, what happened? Don't just say, Reverend Sam prophesied to me that in 3 months I'm rising. What is your partnership with the prophecy? So that the day they call you, those who want to bless you feel stupid for recommending you because of how you look, how you dress. You are not preparing to speak to kings. They ask you, who are you? And you talk like you are speaking to your mate. And they say, okay, no problem. You just wait outside. You'll hear from us later on. A diplomatic way of telling you are not ready until seasons recycle again by mercy. I always prepare for the prophecy ahead of me. I prepare. When the kings of the earth demand the grace of God upon my life, I should be instant in season. That's not when you get up and start dusting yourself. You are instant in season. Man of God, prepare like the great will call you. Prepare like the great will call for your attention. Intercessor, if someone speaks with you now, your destiny helpers, and they say, speak to us in 5 minutes about intercession. Say, look, my own is that I pray, but I am not, me too, I'm new in this thing. Oh dear. You see, let me tell you the truth. The law of time and chance happens to all men. But the law of time and chance is a delicate law. In a lifetime, you can only have 3 episodes of it. You must be prepared. Joseph was prepared. When the king sent for him, he shaved himself, dressed, and went there. He knew he would not go back. No. See, what is pursuing you about determines how you prepare. There are some of you who are not tired of yesterday. You want to go back there again. But there are others who are saying, no, yesterday does not look like the glory of God. And I will prepare such that if the door of tomorrow ever opens, I will not have to be thrown out in shame again. I pray for you. The capacity to prepare, taking advantage of this life of God you have received, I decree and declare, may that grace rest on you. Let's keep standing. We're going to pray. Number 5, I will tell you, is mighty works, the fruit of wisdom. The 5th manifestation of the function of God at work in a believer is mighty works. Mark 6, 1 and 2. Mighty works, the fruit of wisdom. And then finally, life. I'll leave it there. Life. 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 Every believer in Christ functioning like God is a life-giving spirit. John 7, 38, 39. A life-giving spirit. This he spake of the Holy Ghost. This he spake of the Holy Ghost like a river that flows from within you. Listen to me. More than creativity and innovation, more than excellence, I'm reminding everyone under the sound of my voice that if you are in Christ and you are to function like Christ, you must carry this consciousness that I am a life-giving spirit. Do you know what that means? That if you shake somebody and say good morning, you did not just tell the person good morning. In that 1 minute shake, you have averted a cost. In that 1 minute shake, you have programmed a climate of favor over that person because you are a life-giving spirit. You enter the house of someone knowing I'm a life-giving spirit. You sit down there, where is daddy? And they say, well, daddy's not here. Perhaps Satan had plotted death and God just sent you there. And you sat down knowing you're a life-giving spirit. 2 minutes of your presence recalibrated the spiritual climate. And you step out of that place only to find out that what they've been praying for 2 years was answered in 2 minutes because a life-giving spirit came. Listen, I carry this consciousness that I'm a life-giving spirit. It's true. When you hear me, it's beyond intelligent discussion. There is the spirit of the word
and it's entering your spirit. If you know this, you will lay hands on your children. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. Don't say, I'm not a pastor. You are a believer. Are we together now? To be called a son of God is nobler than being called a pastor. You have to be a son of God to be a pastor. In the name of Jesus, things are not working. You decree and declare. Now, I'm not talking about, now when I say life-giving spirit, believers sometimes do funny things. A car you should fix, you irresponsibly allow it to spoil, then you lie down on it and no. We handle, now it doesn't mean there cannot be a miracle there. Don't get me wrong. Are we together now? But in this kingdom, we give to Caesar. There are things that belong to Caesar. Are we together now? You don't pay the school fees of your child and say, in the name of Jesus, I command. No, don't do that. How does he put it now? Don't abuse the grace of God. Are we together now? Life. I am a life-giving spirit. Worshippers, whenever you come to stand here, just know, I'm not an exceptional musician. No. There are many musicians who don't know God. You are a life-giving spirit. That as you raise that song, someone at the back there, something is happening to him. As a preacher, you are a life-giving spirit. Not just a theological communicator of truth. You are a life-giving spirit. As a businessman, you step into your office in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, life. God has commanded life. Life like a river flows through me. Ezekiel chapter 47 from verse 1 to 9. Life flowing through you. And that everything that was dead, as that river flowed to it, it came back to life. They tell you someone is sick. We've been trying to call Reverend Sam Oye. You say, well, he may be busy handling certain things, but he trained me. Let me show you how we do it within this Christian sphere. Give me your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, I transmit the life of God. Not, Father, do something about his situation. No. Life. Someone tells you darkness is looming as an intercessor. You get to his house and say, can you just give me 5 minutes? And you shut the door. You are not talking to God yet. You are making an announcement in the realm of the spirit that it can't be business as usual again. He said, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Are you ready to pray? Please find a serious neighbor. One who came to church angry and insistent that the life of God will find expression through them. And in the next 2 minutes, I'd like you to pray. We are going to lift up an incense of prayer. In the next 2 minutes, go ahead. Let it be from the depth of your heart. I am come that ye may have life, living like the Christ, functioning like God, living like the Christ, functioning like God, above only. Treated with Christ, anointed, favored, blessed. Go and pray. Go ahead and pray. At the back, are you praying? Outside, are you praying? Following online, are you praying? Pray. I'm a life-giving spirit, anointed by God, a possessor of the life of God, manifesting the qualities of the Christ,
revealing to my world the character of the Christ, the love of God at work in me. In the name of Jesus, the wisdom of God at work in me. One more minute, you are praying. In Antelaka Parateska Develeka Parata Rakata Prekata Veleka Parakato. I'm a life giving spirit, full of the wisdom of God. Mighty work by the Spirit of God. Excellence flowing from my life. Favored in the city, favored in the country. My path is as a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter. I hold on to my profession of faith, knowing that God is faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout this after me. Say 2025. Hear the word of the Lord. Deliver unto me as it is written. Open your mouth and pray. 2025. That means January. That means February. That means March. That means April, May, June, July. Deliver unto me. The Lord visited Sarah as he had spoken. He did unto Sarah as he had spoken. Visited Sarah as he had said. 2025. I come as the righteousness of God in Christ. I come as the favored one of Zion. Deliver unto me. Help us. Deliver unto me strategies by the wisdom of God. Rada barakata balaka barato. Tapakata balakata. Ekratakata brantaka balakato. Rakata brantaka barakata. Rapakata balaka barato koto. Tapakata balaka barato. Rakata branda gabarato. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While you pray, please lay your hands on your head. I'm standing in partnership with the grace upon this house. But thou, O Lord, had a shield for me. My glory, you lift my head. But thou, O Lord, had a shield for me. You're my glory, the lifter up of my head. You're my glory, you're my glory. The lifter up of my head. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that from today I function in extraordinary wisdom. Open your mouth and pray. Wisdom. Wisdom. Translating to mighty works. Wisdom. Pro-destiny decisions. Pro-destiny choices. I advance by wisdom. I build by wisdom. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. We're still praying. Say, Father, I declare that this year my steps are ordered by the Lord because I am the righteous. Go ahead and pray. My steps. Oh, my steps. Ordered by the Lord. The right places. Ordered by the Lord. The right people. Ordered by the Lord. The right situation. Ordered by the Lord. Someone who is serious is praying. From January till December, my steps ordered by the Lord. My steps ordered by the Lord. My steps ordered by the Lord. To a place of blessing, to a place of lifting, to a place of help, to an oasis. Ordered by the Lord. Ordered by the Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. In Jesus' name I pray. We are still praying. Stretch your hands towards me. You are going to pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace over the works of my hands. There shall be no loss, no depletion, no decline. One more time, say, there shall be no loss, no depletion, no decline. One last time, no loss, no depletion, no decline. Open your mouth and pray. From glory to glory, there shall be no loss, no depletion, no decline. The works of my hand, my business, ministry. Go ahead and pray. There shall be no loss, no depletion, no decline. No loss, no depletion, no decline. Those online, are you praying? There shall be no loss, no depletion, no decline. Prophesy, no loss, no depletion, no decline. My business, no depletion, no loss, no decline. The transforming church, no depletion, no loss, no decline. Your influence, no depletion, no loss, no decline. The strength of your voice, no depletion, no loss, no decline. Your finances, no depletion, no loss, no decline. Prophesy. No depletion, no depletion, no loss, no decline. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen, let me challenge you. When you go back home, trust God for grace to take a few minutes and pray this prayer again. No depletion. No. I will not hold things and reduce them. No depletion. No depletion. My hand only commands increase. No depletion. No loss. Yes, sir. No decline. It will not fail when it gets to my turn. No, sir. I have no covenant. My appointment with failure is terminated. The life of God is an antivirus. In the name of Jesus. No depletion. You see, let me tell you this. When you begin to make declarations like this, like I taught you, your mind will remind you of your bank account. Huh? Your mind will remind you of the fact that you don't have a job until now. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. The righteousness that is of faith speaks. What you are doing here now in January is programming your 2025. So when someone sees you by March, someone says, God sent me to give you a car. Don't say, I'm surprised. Say, thank you. You can't say, I'm surprised. No. It's a spiritual reaction. You scheduled it. If someone comes and says, I don't know you, but I'm living abroad and my house is worth 500 million. But even if it's 50 million you have, bring it. Don't call it coincidence. You have become Beulah and Hephzibah, the delight of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, one last prayer. Please, pray this prayer with all your heart. Real dominion is dominion over time. No matter what you conquer, if time is not part of it, you are not walking in dominion. And many of us right now, let me tell you, by the happenstance, the things that have happened, time is not on your side for various reasons. We are going to pray a prayer for speed. Listen, I believe in speed, though. I believe it with all my heart. You know what speed is? The ability to do so much, Reverend Sam, within a limited time. That means after this prayer, for some of you, 1 month is enough. One. Not five, not ten. 1 month. Are we together? I don't believe in get rich quick, but I don't believe in get rich slow. I will not spend my life. I believe in process, but I believe in the engracing and the help of God.
If someone brings 1 billion and gives you tomorrow, people will not ask you, where did you do? They'll say, where did you go to? Because this one is not about what you did again. Where did you go to? And they are right. There are some blessings that is not just about what you have done. It's about who you met. Are we together now? Speed, oh. Speed. Listen. You can spend 2 years to build. That is honorable. But in one day, someone mandated by God. If you don't believe it, happy survivor. Happy survivor. Are we together? You're a pastor here, please listen. I'm telling you this. There is a part of the equation of ministry that is not mechanical. Every time God calls a man, not just in ministry, there are always men raised by God to help you and stand by you. The dynamics of calling them is left to your spiritual intelligence. But whether you know or not, God never calls a man to walk alone. It's a lie. When Satan wants to frustrate your journey, he widens the distance between you and those who have been sent to see you. They are looking for you, but they don't know it's you they are looking for. He said, I desire to come to you again. Even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. So someone was already ordained by God to find you since July last year. And the person has been in Abuja, but by demonic operations, attempting to frustrate the grace of God upon your life. This is where you partner with that Zoe life as you engage in prayer. Because the release of that life is based on your will and is based on knowledge. Is someone ready to pray for speed? Say, Father. No. Come on. Say, Father. In the name of Jesus, I receive to my life, in my life, speed. Open your mouth and mention the various areas. Speed. Speed. I decree it. I declare it. Speed. Speed of accomplishment. Someone pray. Businessman pray. The one who wants to build, pray. The man of God seeking to expand, pray. Speed. Speed. Please pray. The final session. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Genesis chapter 27, when you read from verse 14 down to 20, but the verse of emphasis is verse 20. Isaac was about to bless his sons, and he wanted to bless Esau. And he told Esau, go and make me venison, such as I love. Let me eat and bless you before I die. And their mother heard. And notice this, it was about bringing venison. One person used the principle of value. Isaac already had cattle in his house. He was not a poor man. But as a principle of honor, he went down, Esau went down to the wilderness to hunt an animal. And then, listen carefully, Rebekah now calls Jacob and says, I heard what your father said. They're about to release the blessing on your elder brother. He said, do you know what? Go and get a kid at the back quickly. I will make it like he likes it and give to you. And Jacob said, but my brother is hairy. My father is blind, but he will feel him. He said, don't worry, we'll handle that. He said, if he finds out and brings a curse upon me, the mother said, don't worry, if he causes you to come on me, you just go. Watch this, so. And then she prepared the meal, and within a short time, Jacob quickly went and told Isaac. Leave 18. And he came to his father, the Hebrew Jacob, disguising as Esau, and said, my father, He said, who are you, my son? Verse 19, reading to 20. Help us, media. Let's continue. And Jacob said to his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. He said, arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. Verse 20. He said, Isaac said to his son, how is it, oh? I was once a hunter. How is it that you have found it so quickly? Even though he was lying, here was the principle. He said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. How is it that you built the house quickly? Oh, yes, sir. How is it that the ministry expanded quickly? Say, Father, by faith, I receive as an inheritance everything you have for me. Open your mouth and pray. I receive that what others are looking for, bring it to me. By mercy, bring it to me. The helpers, the job, how is it that you have gotten it so quickly? It is because the Lord brought it. How did your members grow so quickly? It is because the Lord brought them. How did the branches expand so quickly? It is because the Lord brought them. How did your business expand across Africa, across Europe? It is because the Lord brought them. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Do you believe in impartation? When you see results from the lives of people, it is because of three things. Number one, the level of spiritual illumination that has come to them by reason of the mercy of God in partnership with their yieldedness. Number two, the steps that they have taken to honor that knowledge that they have. And then number three, the kinds of graces that have rested upon them. Listen again. The difference between any two people, any at all, the one who it looks like the life of God is manifesting effortlessly through his or her life, versus another one who is in church frustrated and angry. I tell you, number one, in diagnosing why people are stunted, the first port of call is we need to check the level of light or the presence of light, because there are many dimensions of light. But the Bible says that was the true light. There are false lights. It seems they carry high-sounding things. They seem like they carry power, but in the presence of real-life situation, they stand impotent. That was the true light. And if it is true light, it can light every man. It's not for some. Number two, the action you are taking, because when they heard the word, he said, if it be thou, bid me come. Sir, he never said, Peter, come. He said, come. If he said, Peter, come, any other step by any disciple will be disobedience. But he said, come. He told the businessman, the man of God, the student. He didn't just tell the fisherman. If he told the fisherman, then the student will not need to come. But he told everybody, come. Come, oh, come. You can draw nigh and experience that reality. Number three, which is the final assignment I have tonight, as was given by God's servant. You see, it's unfortunate we have abused impartation, and I'm speaking because, you know, the globe is watching. Do you know the reason why impartations do not profit us? Number one, we do not even discern what we are receiving. And for many people, we have limited impartation to just falling down and rolling and all of that. And you find out truly that people fall down, they roll, and they do not even know why. They stand up and then nothing really happens in their lives. Impartation has to do with transferring possibilities. So if I have 5,000 naira and you have 50 naira. We all have recharge card, but our possibilities are not the same. I can call US for a long time and tell them, don't bother, I will call. But you cannot do that. You can only send a text to somebody quickly, and the text messages are countable. If they say, all those who have recharge card, both of us will stand up, but our possibilities are not the same. Because the amount of recharge card, are we together now? There is a measure of the anointing in every believer in Christ. The anointing that has been put within. But there is a system in the economy of God where grace is added upon grace. So he said, grace and peace be multiplied. Not just that it arrives, but it multiplies. In Acts chapter 2, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 4, they were filled with the Holy Spirit again. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Are we together now? With the Holy Ghost and with power. And the Bible says he was anointed without measure. That means measures kept coming. How do we know measures kept coming? Luke 2:52. And Jesus increased. He grew. The wisdom he started with as a child was not the wisdom he had at age 30. He grew. The Bible is honest to tell us grace was added upon grace. He went to pray every day and he left with a measure of grace. He left with a measure of grace. So, don't just say, I have 50 naira and your assignment is to call US for 2 days. That assignment will fail. Not because you don't have a phone. Are we together now? The virgins had lamp. A lamp has 3 things. The body of the lamp, the wick, and then the oil. And when the oil finishes, it will affect the wick. It will burn it till it finishes. Are we together now? So, when you open up yourself for impartation, it's not because you are not having results. It is that God, in his wisdom, wants to now pour into you at a higher level. Isn't it amazing how it works sometimes? That I can transfer 10,000 naira recharge right now. Your confidence is affected immediately. Your possibilities are redefined immediately. You were trying to beg someone, call me, oh, that's all that you're, just borrow, is it borrow me credit or borrow something, you know, call me back, flash or whatever it is. You are disturbing the person, flash me and call me. And someone says, you know what, let me do something. Whatever, hash, send. In 1 minute, your phone is credited with 10,000. MTN will not say you are too short to receive, too tall to receive, too fair to receive, too young to receive. Were you 18 years when you received? Once it enters your phone, you can call immediately. And the person knows and they say, don't worry, I have enough recharge card. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Because he giveth power. Power, sir. Power. And so we are going to pray now. I've stretched you a bit. I want you to open up your heart and receive. You see, this thing, this impartation thing does not start with anyone. It's a relay. It is transferred from custodian to custodian. Are we together now? By the message of God, you can stay with God and dig your well. But nobody has all of the graces needed for his assignment at the onset. No, sir. It is your honor to the diversity of the body that keeps drawing to your space the various graces needed. Are we together? So when you find people full of grace, they have mastered the art of outsourcing these graces. It activates the reality of that Zoe life within you. Jesus had given the disciples excellent mentorship, but he told them, you are lacking one thing, tarry. You already have the message. I've given you the word of faith. I've told you what to do. But if you go this way, you will say many things you cannot defend. Tarry. And when the Holy Ghost came upon them, genuine power from heaven. I wish I had the time to share with you encounter after encounter. I can trace graces to my life. The graces that came from my personal walk with God and the graces that came from the blessings of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Some of you here, your limitation is that the grace to study the word is not there. That is the truth. You can't open your Bible and read 3 verses, you will sleep. But if it's a movie, you watch from 9 to 9. It's not just an attack. It's the absence of grace. When there is no oil, don't blame the weak. Are we together? There are others, the grace to pray is not there. You can't pray 5 minutes prayer, careless, sleepy while you are praying. And then, this is a ministry committed to prayer. Nobody who is a true son and daughter in this house should be having a challenge with prayer. If then it means you have not drawn the grace available. Others should come and draw it, but not you. But if you do not know what is in the house, you see, you can miss out on these blessings. Let me tell you what happens when God wants to help a man. He first sends you a word that re-engineers your understanding. Because the vessel must be set for the oil to be trapped and preserved well. If the vessel is leaking, it doesn't matter what oil comes, it will leak out. That's the assignment of revelation. Then number two, the spirit of faith is planted within you so that you can take action. Are we together? But then, when that is in place, then power from heaven lands upon your head and your life. Are we together? When it comes upon you, you are equipped. In the next 1 minute, I'm standing in faith with Reverend Sam, but I want you to pray. Mention the area in your life that has not been working, in all honesty, and release yourself. This is a fair bargain tonight. Don't allow 2025 be like 2024 again, for God's sake. 1 minute with God, and to take whatever position you want, but cry to the God of your salvation. Let your power, Holy Ghost power, rest on me, rest on me. Let your power, Holy Ghost power, rest on me, rest on me. Oh, rest on me. Oh, rest on me. Oh, rest on me. The Holy Ghost power. 1 minute, you are praying. Let the Spirit, Spirit of wisdom, rest on me, rest on me. Let your Spirit, Spirit of wisdom, rest on me, rest on me. Oh, rest on me. Oh, rest on me. Now I'm ready to pray for you. Receive for yourself. You can also use your points of contact, whatever it is. I want to pray for you from the depth of my heart. We don't have everything, oh, but there are some things we have. We have been given some things by grace and mercy. And this is only for somebody who is hungry. Somebody who came to church knowing I will never go back the way I came. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to start this prayer tonight by releasing upon someone the grace for visibility. Listen, you know what it means to be visible? Means to be manifest. And that's the definition of light according to the Bible. That which makes manifest. It does not do the world any good when greatness is hidden. It says, neither do men light a lamp. Some of you, the truth is that you have paid your price in righteousness. You are ready to be revealed, but there is an embargo frustrating this manifestation of the life of God. There are horns that have tied you down. Let me cry to the God of my covenant that in the name of Jesus Christ, for everyone here, I pray for you from the depth of my heart. The grace, kapani kaparato, the grace that grants you visibility. Carry that grace now. 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 Let the eyes of your helper see you. Let the eyes of your promoter see you. Let the eyes of your lifter see you.
Let the eyes of your endorsers see you. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. Every embargo that has drawn a circle around you and boxed you in one place, that you will not rise, that you will not move. We decree and declare that embargo is broken, 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 in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. I didn't know the Lord would put it in my heart this early, but hear me. One of the greatest discoveries I made in recent time in my life is that it's not enough to be gifted. You must have the audience ordained to recognize what you carry. There is nothing more frustrating than having done your homework. You have labored in righteousness, ready to be revealed. Then you waste your energy serving a wrong audience. You see, when you are around a people who you are not sent to, they will trivialize what you carry. They will trivialize your sacrifice. They will trivialize your investment. They will casualize everything until the world follows suit. Joseph interpreted many people's dreams. He interpreted the dream of the wine presser, but the man did not have the power to reward him. He interpreted the dream of the baker, but he did not have the power to reward him. But when the king dreamt, it matters whose dream you are interpreting. There are some of you right now, I tell you sincerely, based on your academic, spiritual, and character value, there are companies who can invite you and pay you to the thousands of dollars and call it a privilege, but they don't know you are there. And some of you are trapped in the presence of people who have no respect for your tireless nights. You paid your way through school by mercy. They don't recognize it. Let me change someone's audience by prophecy. In the name that is above all names, where you have been serving grace to a wrong audience, may my God overturn, 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 until you are positioned in the midst of those who recognize your value. Hallelujah. I submit to you in righteousness that some of us have been helped by God today, not necessarily because there are no others who are equally making that labor in the spirit, but God gave us this understanding that when you find an audience that have been praying for you, when they see you, they will say, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. There is a CEO here. This is a revelation for you. You have been begging people for a chance. It's because you have not found those sent to you. The day you find those who sent to you, they say, where have you been? You have allowed us to suffer so you can do interior like this. So you can do designs like this. Hallelujah. Listen. I have seen people who, by the mercy of God, got into the company of those who recognized what they carried. Some of them, without exaggeration, became millionaires overnight. By the mercy of God, I have met people today who, yes, I would have called it a privilege meeting them. The day I met them, they say, I cannot believe it. Please, let me call my wife. She won't even believe I'm with you. And I'm looking at myself and saying, well, thank God for the grace, but what is the big deal? You are the one who thinks you are not a big deal. There are people who will give up anything to be you. Anything to be you. I pray for you again. Whoever is wasting your effort, making you feel inferior, planting low self-esteem in you, regardless of your value, I pray for you. May God reorder the steps of your helpers. Reorder the steps of your endorsers. Reorder the steps of your lifters. They will not rest till they find you. Until they find you. Until they find you. Until they find you. In the name of Jesus. wrapping up. Reverend Sam, in Acts chapter 3, the Bible tells us that Peter and John prayed for the man at Gate Beautiful. Many times we read that scripture and we give the credit to Peter and John. But the Bible says there were certain men who carried him daily. Who were those certain men who believed in his healing? They knew that one day he would collide with a miracle. They said, we don't have the anointing to heal, but we have the stamina to support your vision. The Bible says they carried him daily, meaning they went to and fro. Do you know what it means to carry an adult who is crippled? I'm sure one day he will say, just leave me at home. The night before the man's healing, he would have said, you have tried. But they said, we cannot heal you, but we have been sent to stay till you win. Hear me? There are certain people who may not have the anointing, but they have the endurance. They have the selflessness to stay with you till prophecy arrives. I pray for you. These burden bearers, wherever they are, these believers in you, not just what you carry, these believers in your vision, whether it's in Abuja or Lagos, whether it's in Jos or Maiduguri, whether it is US or UK, I pray for you. Between now and March 2025, may my God gravitate them towards your life. May my God gravitate them towards your life. Gravitate them towards your life. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yesterday I was at the office with your pastor, and he was sharing certain beautiful testimonies that represent the next season of the ministry. Great things that the Lord is doing. Strategic connections, strategic helpers. And I said, that's it. That's what the Bible calls the path of the shining light. Do you know the path of the just? Some of you are afraid of success because it does not last. Listen to the prayer I want to pray for you now. What makes a thing glorious is not that it arrives, is that it stays. Are we together? Now, hear me. I submit to you by the integrity of God's word that there are spirits that don't stop things from arriving. Their assignment is to abort longevity. Longevity in ministry. And you believe what I'm telling you. I came from a region in Zaria where a ministry cannot last maximum maybe 3 years. Something must arise and squash your influence. The kinds of people that came out from that, and their voices shut. They climbed the mountain, but their mouths have been shut. And I said, no, this cannot be the case. This cannot be the case. Are we together? The moment you receive breakthrough, you yourself know that it will not last. This was the contemplation of Nathanael over the Nazarenes. They said, come! There's Jesus. And they said, don't waste your time. Nazarenes have a track record. If you see them rejoicing today, be patient. In 6 months, something will happen and bring them down. And Jesus said, he's an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile. Meaning he did not lie. Remember Samson? The Nazarene. So they achieve things, but they don't last. When the guy just graduates, a bike is what will kill him. My head, and the guy is dead. And then leaves the family in penury. I want to pray for you, because some of you here, if your success was added and it stayed, you will not be where you are today. But some of you, or every year you start again. By November, December, tragedy strikes, it reduces you back, you start again. Reduces you back, you start again. I pray for you, standing upon the grace that is on this altar, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the spirits that cut short your impact, that don't allow longevity, I declare they give way now. They give way now. You are a child of God. They give way now. You are born from above. They give way now. In the name of Jesus. That good things will stay in your hand. Good things will stay in your hand. You receive an arrears of 500 million and something terrible happens. Five people just develop cancer without explanation. Somebody goes to the police station dragging you over some land. And before you know it, what is left of 500 million is 30,000 or 30 million. And that's all. I'm praying for you again this year. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, the blessing that starts in January will last till the year's end. The blessing that starts in January will last till the year's end. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. By the mercies of God, I pray for you. There is no nation that has rejected me or that which God has given to me. I stand by this apostolic grace and I pray for you. Whether it is visa at the embassy or it is God opening a door of nations, I declare, let the gate open Tita and Tita. 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 In the name of Jesus. Dead prayer life, come back to life now. Dead watch study life, come back to life now. Dead passion for the things of God, come back to life now. Addictions, break now. Addictions, break now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. And the passion to come to the house of God. Some of you, it has died. You only come during conferences or special gatherings. He said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us. I pray for you. The grace for consistency, even this year, receive it in Jesus' name. Now shout this after me as we wrap up. Say, in Jesus' name, I declare that I am a child of God. I am born of God. I'm born of the Spirit. I'm born of the Word. I am one with Christ. Seated with Christ. Exalted. Above and beyond limitations. Say, I declare that the wisdom of God is at work in me. I declare that the faith of God is at work in me. I declare that the power of God is at work in me. I make decisions that move me forward. Say it again. I make decisions that move me forward. Say, I am blessed. Say, I am favored. Say, I am lifted. One more time. Say, I am blessed. I am favored. I am lifted. Say, I enlarge. Say it again. I enlarge. I am marvelously helped. Helped of God. Helped of man. In the name of Jesus. Say, I enjoy long life. I have no covenant with death. I enjoy long life. Say, I am the redeemed of the Lord. I say so. I say, I am lifted. I say, I am favored. 2025 is a good year. My best year. A good year. My best year. Say, I am prayerful. I study the word. I walk in the righteousness of God. Say, I am anointed. Mightily anointed. Gentiles come to my light. They are kings to the brightness of my rising. Say, sorrow and shame. Sorrow and shame is far from my life. Far from my dwelling. Far from my life. Far from my dwelling. In the name of Jesus, I will only see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Shout a sevenfold amen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Hallelujah. Please.